All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I am your host, Jeremy Rancid. I'm going to talk like this for the rest of the show. No, I'm kidding. Wouldn't that be horrible? Not as horrible as every Monday is, right? Am I right? No, I'm not. Okay. Yeah, we got a great show lined up for you today. I wanted to give a send-off to Mr. Dobbs and Hell Yeah Winnipeg for another great episode. Always setting the mood for Assorted Hour. I like it. We got a lot of, wow, like crazy amount of new stuff to play. And a lot of songs. I think I got like 18 songs queued up here, ready to go. So I guess that means there's going to be a lot of short songs. So, yeah, these first couple of sets are going to whip right by. You might not want to blink or you'll miss something if you hear with your eyes like I do. All right. So, yeah. So I was listening to Crete and Rob's show on Friday morning. If you like this, you should definitely check out his show from 9 to 11. Well, 9-ish to 11, because it usually shows up a little bit late. But yeah, so I was listening to his show, and there was this great band that he played, and they were called The Quivers. They're from Calgary. And lo and behold, they're releasing a new album on Transistor 66. That one snuck by me. I usually try to stay on top of that label, because they put out some really great stuff. So yeah, they've got this new album coming out called Nice to Meet You. I think they've got a CD release in the works sometime soon, but it's in Calgary. So if you're in Calgary, go see that. But if you're not, tough luck for you. All right. So yeah, why don't we give this a listen to right now? This is The Quivers. It's called Underwear. Name of the album is Nice to Meet You on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah! Yeah. night at First Friday's hottest new party. Bodega Boogie at Cordova Tapas and Wine Bar, 93 Albert Street in the Exchange.
Join DJs David Haynes, Brent Phillips, and Steve St. Louis for the best in boogie, disco house, and soul vibes. And always no cover.
First Friday's Bodega Boogie at Cordova Tapas and Wine Bar, 93 Albert Street.
See you at the boogie.
All right, we're back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, stations 101.5 UMFM. And what did we just hear there? Before that commercial was Bad Waitress out of Toronto. Track was called NDFE off their Party Bangers Volume 1 EP. Ah, I really hope there's a Party Bangers Volume 2 after hearing that. They described themselves, Bad Waitress, as breaking hearts and smoking darts. Truly Canadian. Snob out of London, England, before that. The track was called Stuck off their self-titled album, released last year. El Banda from Poland was before that with Mad Cloister. Off the EP, the 7-inch of the same name. The Shiverettes from Edmonton or Calgary? I think Edmonton, but anyways, they're from Alberta. name of that track was Over You off their last album, Real Shrill Bitches. That was released earlier this year. Their first album was put out by Transistor 66. That one was self-released, as far as I understand. And the Quivers started the set off. They're from Calgary. The track was called Underwear. It's off their forthcoming album, Nice to Meet You, that will be on Transistor 66 Records. Go pick it up. I like that. I like that style. There's been a few more releases by Transistor 66. They're kind of in that vein. They did the Shiverettes, the Henchmen from France. They put out that. That's a little bit more noisier than their usual garage slash country slash punk type stuff. So, yeah, I kind of like that new direction you're going in there, Art. What do we got up next here? Casual Burn out of New Orleans. Their bio is quite interesting, so I'm going to read it all for you. Casual Burn were born out of wedlock on the edge of a landfill, surviving on stolen sticks of dime store bubblegum, roller skating our way into your hearts. Oh, isn't that special? The name of the new album is, they got a new album called Mean Thing. Don't have it, though, so... I can't play anything off of it, but I'll play something from their previous EP. It's called Tomorrow's Problem. Tomorrow Problem. I don't even remember how I came across this band, but they're pretty good, so I wanted to showcase them. Here we go. This is Casual Burn on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah.
Bisons is your social media hotspot for the herd this season. Follow UM Bisons on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for all the latest news on Bison varsity athletics. See how a Bison trains with athlete Instagram takeovers. Learn about exciting promotions and contests on our Facebook page. Or get Bison news and video as it happens on Twitter. For all the best in brown and gold, follow UM Bisons on your favorite social media platform. Go Bisons!
All right, back. We're back. just got a new mouth implanted, so I'm starting to try to learn how to use that. Anyways, this is a Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station's 101.5 UMFM and all of that jazz, you know, the whole spiel. The Swellheads were right before that commercial break. Track was called Stay Out All Night from their self-titled album released this year. Those guys out of St. John's, Newfoundland. Pretty crazy stuff there. It's kind of weird. I like it. TV Freaks before that. The track was called Fly High from their latest album, Bad Luck Charms, released a few years back. And I dig that album. I don't know. I really do. It's just fantastic. I know I play it a lot, but whatever. It's my show. I'll do what I want. Psychic Void, before that, out of Windsor, Ontario. Track was called Internet Human off of their newest release, Skeleton Paradise, put out this year. I'm trying to remember how I came across them, too. I think it was a band out of Windsor I follow on Facebook, posted them, and it's one of the great things about social media and Bandcamp in general too. Most of my music that I discover, like new stuff or whatever, I just from following other bands on Facebook. You know, they'll post something that they like and I'll check it out, and that's the way to keep the ear to the ground nowadays, I guess, you know, in this digital age. And if you're going to post any links, post a Bandcamp link. Why not? It'll take me, if I want to buy it, I can buy it right there. So, yeah, I like Bandcamp too. Casual Burn started the set off with Normopathy off of their EP Tomorrow Problem. They got a new album out called Mean Thing. If I come across it, maybe I'll give it a spin. So, coming up next here, we got a band out of, it's kind of a collaboration band between two bands, one from England and one from Switzerland. English band The Hip Priests and Swiss band Bitch Queens have always sort of been kindred spirits, toured a lot together, released split 7-inches together, and decided they were just going to jam together and came out with an EP last year or the year before, something. It's, the band's called, I can't really say the name of the band on air, so I'm going to ad-lib the dirty parts, and we'll call it the Mother Love and Mother Lovers, okay? They just released a new EP called the Trillion Dollar EP. So we're going to hear a track off of that, followed up by some Hip Priests and Bitch Queens, because, why not? Lump them all together, see who comes out on top. So the name of the track's called Shoulder to Die On. This is the Mother Lovin' Mother Lovers on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. Coming to the Cinematheque December 4th to 11th is Tigers Are Not Afraid, a look at the Mexican drug war through the eyes of orphaned children. Followed by Pain and Glory, December 5th to 15th, about the emotional ups and downs experienced by a filmmaker. For more information on any of these films, please visit WinnipegCinematheque.com.
All right, we're back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. And station's 101.5 UMFM. We just heard the Bitch Queens from Basel, Switzerland, with Negative Heaven off their newest album, City of Class, released this year. The Hip Priests, before that track was My Damnation. That's from their brand new split 7-inch with band Space Force out of San Diego. Yeah, the Hip Priests, man, they pound out those 7-inches. They must have two dozen, maybe, something. I don't know if it's that much, but it's got to be getting close to 27-inches already. Like, that's crazy. Most of them are splits, and yeah, it's a great way to discover new bands, too. The Mother Lovin', the Mother Lovers started the set off with Shoulder to Die On, featuring the aforementioned previous two bands in one melting super band. It was from their latest EP, the Trillion Dollar EP. Good stuff, good stuff. You know what? So far, I'm liking that a lot better than their other one. Not that there was anything wrong with it. But it seems a little bit more focused this time. Yeah, like it. Can't wait to hear some more songs. So what do we got up next here? Earlier on in the show, I was talking about a band called The Quivers. They're releasing their newest album on Transistor 66. They're playing a show in Calgary to celebrate the release of that record. One of the bands opening up is called The Ex-Boyfriends. Never heard of them before, but checked them out after seeing who was on that bill, and yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Pretty good. I think I'm going to play some right now. We'll hear a track called Never See Again. It was released last year, and it says it's a sneak peek at a new LP, but I don't know. I haven't been able to find any new LP by the Ex-Boyfriends, so maybe it's still in the works. We'll have to see, but for now, let's take a listen to this track. This is Never See Again on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Machine at the retirement celebration. The girl died, but the pot spit out. That's a drag.
His last record, The Party, launched singer-songwriter Andy Schauf into the big leagues. The Neon Skyline, he proves it was no fluke. On Wednesday, March 4th, Schauf returns to Winnipeg to play the Park Theater in support of his new album, already earning acclaim with the first few singles. Advance tickets for the special show are only $29.50 plus fees and are available at the Park Theater and all Ticketmaster outlets. So get yours now and don't miss this singular voice. Here all year, Andy Schauf brings Neon Skyline to the Park Theater on Wednesday, March 4th, presented by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard, that was Spencer Dickinson. The track was called That's a Drag from their self-titled 2006 release on Yep Rock Records. That's featuring John Spencer of the Blues Explosion fame, along with Luther and Cody Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars. The Dough Rollers before that, the track was called Garbage Salad, off their EP Gone Baby Gone. Just came across that record this weekend and kind of picked it up on a whim. Took a cursory listen to it in the record store and I was really, really impressed with I really dug the voice and it's very soul, almost like funk, blues, soul stuff, but, you know, kind of with a more of a raw edge to it. Then I started investigating the band and came across the fact that the vocalist Jack Byrne is the son of actor Gabriel Byrne, and the guitarist Malcolm Ford is the son of Harrison Ford. So crazy, crazy. And the ex-boyfriend started the set off with Never See You Again from some new LP that might be coming out in the near future. So... pretty much out of time here. I'm going to fit a couple more songs in before I leave. Just wanted to thank you all for listening and tune in next week for some more crazy rock and roll. Stay tuned for This, That, and the Third. Should be coming up at 9 o'clock. And yeah, we're going to leave you off with some stoner rock. We're going to hear some Hazy Tones out of Quebec, some dark country. And we'll see what else we got to fit in after that. All right, here we go. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. And I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid.